Sliders, rockets, Hottentots. No, these aren't new menu items at the local burger joint. Believe it or not, they're actual professional baseball team names. My guest today is Tim Haggerty. He's a radio broadcaster for the AAA baseball team, the Tucson Padres, and the author of a new book, Root for the Home Team, Minor League Baseball's Most Off-the-Wall Names and the Stories Behind Them. It's from Cider Mill Press. Welcome to you, Tim.
Yeah, thanks, Alan.
First of all, what made you want to write this book?
Well, the idea started in 2004. I was the broadcaster for the Idaho Falls Chuckers, and I found that so many people were asking me, what is a chucker? Where does his name come from? It's a pheasant-like bird, by the way. And it became an interest of mine, so I looked for a book about the most unique minor league team names and the stories behind them, because I was curious to read something like that, and I was stunned there wasn't a book out there like it. So it became my off-season hobby for a couple of years, and was lucky enough to get a publishing deal.
And I assume now it's become your obsession.
Yeah, I think for somebody like me, who always loved baseball, grew up loving the game, but there's sort of subsets of your love for baseball. A friend of mine that I've gotten to know, a baseball writer, Rob Nyer, loves knuckleball pitchers. He knows everything there is to know about the knuckleball. So I think that's kind of my version, is minor league team names. It's this aspect of the game that I guess has become an obsession.
Tim, talk about the trials and tribulations of doing research on teams that, well, were here today, gone tomorrow, and some of them didn't play but maybe a century ago.
Current teams were great. Like in your state, the Bowling Green Hot Rods, they'd return my calls, they'd send me their logos, send me their images, tell me all about the name the team process. That was easy. The challenge was the older team names. I'd call these town historical societies, and they'd say, who are the Wichita Falls Sputters? What are you talking about? Who are these Oswego starch boxes? So I really ran into some dead ends there, but my best discovery and research was the Baseball Hall of Fame Library. Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, of course, known for all of the major league aspects, but they also have a great minor league archive, and I was able to find box scores, game stories, newspaper articles, team pictures, and that became a great resource.
Now, I'm sure you have some of your own personal favorites, and I wanted to give you a chance to sort of share some of those.
I have a favorite old one, the Ilion Typewriters in Ilion, New York. I remember sitting there laughing. There was actually a team named the Typewriters, but it has a local connection. Ilion, New York is where the Remington Standard II typewriter was invented. And I think those are the best types of names, Alan, the ones that are really out there, but they also have a connection to that city. And there's a current team name, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Love this name, in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's where Johnny Appleseed is from. It's where Appleseed is buried, and each year they have a Johnny Appleseed Festival. So the team name is the Tin Caps because Appleseed would wear the cooking pot on his head.
What about the Muncie Fruit Jars?
Love this one. Muncie, Indiana, until 2002, was home of the Philip Robinson Fruit Jar Museum. There was a fruit jar museum there. And I was sorry to report in the book that in 2002 the museum had to close. They had some insurance issues. So I don't know what happened to all the fruit jars. Maybe they're on eBay somewhere. But decades before that, there was actually a professional baseball team named the Fruit Jars.
And looking at, see, the Springfield Blanket Makers.
Yeah, in Springfield, Tennessee, they were known for the woolen factory that they had there, and Springfield, Tennessee is where they would make a lot of the blankets to ship overseas to soldiers, and they had a lot of military uses for their blankets. And a lot of times, like in Springfield, Tennessee, they would name the professional baseball team after the most prominent occupation there as a way to really connect to the fans. So that's where the Springfield Blanket Makers came from. That's where the Holyoke Paperweights came from in western Massachusetts. That's where American Pad and Paper Office Supply Company was. So they picked an office supply and named the team the Paperweights.
So you sort of have to look at these major league names that we have now, Reds, Dodgers, Giants, and kind of yawn a bit.
Yeah, that's what some people have joked with me, is that the team I work for, my full-time job, broadcaster for the Tucson Padres, we're one of only four AAA teams that has the same name as their major league affiliate. And they said, how can you accept that job? It's such a boring team name. But, you know, it's interesting. Back in the 70s and the 80s, that was the trend. The minor league teams would want to remind these fans that these are future Dodgers, so we're going to name our team the Bakersfield Dodgers. But I think teams have found now you can have both. You can still remind these fans that they're great players. For example, if you go to a Montgomery Biscuits game, you still see pictures and posters of David Price and B.J. Upton and these great players that went through there.
And have you ever used this knowledge to sort of spice up a Tucson Padres broadcast?
Yeah, I think so. When there's a game that's maybe a little bit lopsided and the action's a little bit slow, you can look at a player's stats and you can say, this guy used to be a Beloit snapper or a Louisville bat. And I think so, and maybe you can then drop the information on where that team name comes from. As I speak to you today, we are on the road in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the team name here is the Isotopes, which is a great team name. It actually takes name after a Simpsons episode where the Springfield Isotopes in the show are moving to Albuquerque, and the city is in complete unrest. They can't believe their team is leaving. Well, 2 years after the episode aired, the AAA team in Calgary was actually moving to Albuquerque in real life, so they named their team the Isotopes.
Case of art imitating life, in a way.
Right.
Now, when you're broadcasting games for the Tucson Padres, are you alone in the booth? Because I think a lot of times, in especially in minor league clubs, they don't have the color commentator.
Yeah, that's right. I am by myself, and that is the case in most situations in the minor leagues. There's a plus and a minus to that. Sometimes, if there's a really lopsided game, if it's 10-1 in the third inning, you'd love somebody to bounce some stories off of, fill the time that way. But at the same time, when it's just you, you're sort of a one-man band, so you're learning how to do the equipment, you're learning every aspect of this broadcast, and I think you accelerate your growth a little bit quicker.
We just got time for a couple of final thoughts as you, you know, roll out this book. What's been the feedback so far?
Very good. One thing I've been pleased at, Alan, is I find that people have learned things, which is what I hoped. I got an email from a baseball fan in Pennsylvania that told me he had gone to dozens of Altoona Curve games, but he always thought it meant a curveball. But the Altoona Curve are actually named after Horseshoe Curve, a railroad area in western Pennsylvania. It's considered this engineering masterpiece that the train wraps around the side of a mountain, and it's called Horseshoe Curve. And he said, I never knew that. So I think that's been one plus. I grew up loving baseball. I read a lot of books to feed my interest of the game, so I think it's nice to have something out there that people are learning from.
Well, we want to thank you today for your time, Tim Haggerty. He's a radio broadcaster for the AAA Baseball Tucson Padres, the author of the new book, Root for the Home Team, Minor League Baseball's Most Off-the-Wall Names and the Stories Behind Them. It's available from Cider Mill Press, and thanks again for your time today, Tim.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, Alan. Thank you.